From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Protesters take to the streets in Germany over sexual assaults in Cologne on New Year's Eve. Hundreds of anti-immigrant and left-wing demonstrators staged rival protests Saturday in Cologne. About 1,700 protesters from the anti-Islam Pegida movement and about 1,300 counter-protesters staged simultaneous demonstrations outside the city's main train station. Emily Michaels is one of the left-wing supporters.
Sexual violence is a global issue. It's a German issue as well as an international issue. And we need to fight sexism, but we need to fight racism too.
Reports of attacks and robberies by men of North African and Arab descent on New Year's Eve have sparked calls for tighter immigration controls in Germany. The incidents have also sparked a debate about the police's failure to prevent those attacks. Meanwhile, police in Kosovo used water cannon and tear gas to disperse thousands of anti-government protesters marching in the capital, Pristina. The rally, which began peacefully, was the latest in a series of demonstrations calling on the government to resign over recent deals with bordering Serbia and Montenegro. Some demonstrators threw firebombs and stones toward the main government building, breaking windows and causing part of the building to catch fire. Police responded by using tear gas to push back protesters. Opposition parties say the government's agreement with Serbia, which grants ethnic Serbs in Kosovo greater local powers and the possibility of funding from Belgrade, represents a threat to the country's independence. They also reject a border agreement with neighboring Montenegro, which they say causes Kosovo to lose territory. This is VOA.